This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Victory Monday, special Victory Monday. Welcome aboard. To our UVA fans, may not be used to this sort of thing. Florida State and Louisville in back-to-back weeks. Folks, there's a very, very good chance UVA is playing for the ACC Championship. We'll explain why to you later in today's show. We'll give you a baseball update. It's what we do. But it's Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. Man, what a drive to end that game. Welcome back, Jaden Daniels. He's a superstar. He's a human cheat code. He's phenomenal. It's a different team when he's there. I said all last week, I think they beat the Falcons if he plays. I think today's pretty definitive proof of that as we wake up with you on a Victory Monday. He's the difference. He's the difference between winning and losing. And Jaden Daniels was the difference between winning and losing yesterday in SoFi Stadium as the defense did just enough. If you're ready for it, and we don't need to do it right out of the gate, I'm going to say something that makes you happy. I'm going to say something that may challenge you a little bit today in our Commanders recap. The thing I'm going to tell you that you'll like is that Jayden Daniels is back and he's spectacular. Throw in a really good Luke McCaffrey game as well. Two in a row, building blocks right there. I like what I'm seeing in terms of his development. That's the step forward we've been waiting for. We've been waiting a long time for that. Debo, still a superstar. Bill is the truth. I was resistant on that for a lot of training camp. Y'all know that. I'm tired of watching guys be training camp all-stars and then not amount to anything. So you can't see anything until we're under the lights and it's for real. It's been for real for a few weeks now, and Bill is for real. I'll spot him the fumble for the rest of the day. That's a trade I'll make any time. He was great. He's probably going to be, once they wrap up tonight's game, the best running back in football by average yards per carry, which is an insane accomplishment for a rookie. I think he'll be rookie of the week, and he could challenge. He could add to that list, right? Jayden Daniels got some rookie of the weeks. We'll get some new rookie of the weeks in the building. Start some new streaks because the Commanders got a very nice road win. I'll tell you what I really like about it. The Broncos beating the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. That buys you a game in that AFC West, NFC East Battle Royale showdown that we're going to be tracking all season long, right? Eagles in Kansas City. That was a nice win for them, but then to give it back against Denver gives you a little wiggle room here, because you just got to get within two is the thing we keep saying. 3-2 right now, Eagles 4-1. You just got to hold that margin until we get to those two games against Philly at the end of the year. If you're within two, you got a chance to reel them in and have the tiebreaker. I do feel we're at a point in the season where I can go ahead and write off the other two teams, the Cowboys and the Giants. Not that they won't make the playoffs. I don't think they can win the division. Now, I said I'm going to say something that bothers you, and I am. I don't think this team can win the division with this defense playing like this. And a lot of people will go inside the locker room at 10:30 here in about 27 minutes here. When we go inside the locker room, you're going to hear from defensive players who are pretty excited about what they did yesterday. You'll hear from Dan Quinn, who's excited about the energy. You're also going to hear today from me, from MP. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not as impressed by this defense as the rest of the world is today. I think that there were still a lot of issues that plagued them. And I felt this way coming out of the Raiders game, too. I was not as impressed by that outing as the rest of the world was. I thought that defensive line was really good. And I think the defensive line was really good yesterday. I think everybody else still has some work to do. Now, you talk about the luck elements of football, and I don't want to go too deep into the luck thing because that's been played out. But man, getting the takeaways where you got the takeaways, and then getting a really timely roughing the punter penalty. Tress Way, give that man a game ball for drawing a roughing the punter penalty at a key time yesterday that flipped the field, flipped the game, flipped the trajectory of what this was going to be and turned it from a 10-0 Chargers game into a 27-10 Commanders win. The margins are so thin in the NFL, and the margins were so thin again yesterday. And I'm going to give out a lot of credit. I'm going to give out a lot of game balls. But the other thing I'm going to tell you is, take away that roughing the punter penalty. It's 17 going into halftime, right? It's a different ball game. Jayden's still saving the day. They may still have won. Jayden's still saving the day. But look at these second half drives defensively, and I don't think they're as much a statement of the defense is here as y'all think it is. And we'll go deeper on this tomorrow during Commander's Rewind. I could be wrong. I always hold out the possibility I'm wrong. We'll go to the All-22 tonight. I and the sky don't lie. Here's what I think I'm going to see. Chargers drives in the second half, right? This is when the defense was allegedly cooking, right? Chargers drives in the second half. They have the sack, and then twice in a row, the Chargers complete long downfield passes, and they're called back by penalties. So that drive stalls out, and they punt. But twice they got the explosive. They just had it called back on a penalty. And I don't think either of those penalties were crucial to the play being completed. Next drive, they get down 4th and 2 from the 39. They could have kicked a field goal from there. I understand why they went for it. I would have gone for it as well. 4th and 2 from the Commanders 39. Rushed the operation, rushed the play. That was very confusing to me. I understand not wanting to give up a timeout. That's just too important of a play to leave to chance like they did to rush out there. 3rd and 14 right before that, it was a 12-yard completion, okay? So, yes, you got off the field, but no, it's hard for me to say you did what you intended to do there on a drive that went for 40 yards and ended with them botching it on a 4th and 2. Third drive the Chargers had in the second half, they made it to the 1-yard line before throwing an interception. I think all three of those had very successful moments for the Chargers passing game and further exposed the Washington secondary, which, you know, didn't need any more exposing after the first quarter there. We got two guys running into each other. It's a victory Monday. We're going to take the victory lap. We're going to celebrate. I'm just going to let you know, I didn't see what y'all saw from the defense yesterday. I didn't see what the junkies saw from the defense yesterday. I didn't see what I'm guessing AWOD's going to say he saw from the defense yesterday. AWOD, by the way, not here. He's down in Charlotte. AWOD can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because he's in Charlotte at ACC Basketball Media Day, brought to you by our friends at Cowan Gates. So he'll take over at noon, some great ACC basketball interviews, but I know he's got a lot of Commanders talk on tap as well. So that's my word of warning. I don't think this secondary took a step forward yesterday. I really don't. They got two takeaways. That was huge. That was very important. But I don't think they made the kind of strides that the score maybe indicated that they made. I thought the Chargers moved the ball in the second half. The turnovers, the penalties, and then, of course, right before halftime, you know, they almost had a special teams touchdown. That said, today is Victory Monday. Today is about the truth. Jaden Daniels, he's back. He's a difference maker. He's incredible. You look at what he does. He's smashing records everywhere he goes. He's lighting up the board. He can run. He can throw. He can do it all. He's the first player in NFL history after 20 games to have 4,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards. It was a slow start. I'll certainly acknowledge that for you. But after that slow start, he hit the gas. He was really, really good. Jaden Daniels was spectacular yesterday. And on this Victory Monday, he's the one getting carried off the field on our shoulders. He's the reason for that win. Jaden Daniels lighting it up, running the ball extremely well, settling in, throwing the ball extremely well. And on one drive, too, where he misses his open guy, settles down, gets the second chance, executes, gets back after it, leads the Commanders to 3-2, everything very much still in front of them. As I mentioned, they got some work to do defensively, but as long as they got number 5, they're going to be in every single game they play, which is just really cool to see. And that was, you know, that was second quarter. Jaden still hadn't gotten rolling. Missed a pretty bad throw to, you know, who was that he missed the bad throw to? I think it was Jaden Lane. And then he comes back 3rd and 16, hits Lane, gets rolling. He was cruising from there. I thought he was a lot smarter yesterday, too. I really did. I thought he made some big steps forward in his intelligence, in his gamesmanship, his ability to get down. I thought it was funny during the broadcast, right? Tom Brady was talking about, I lectured him this week. I told him, hey, you know, the availability's the best ability for your team, or whatever he said. You know, I forget, he used some version of that pun. But he was making it clear to Jaden Daniels, you got to slide for your team. They know you're tough. They know you can get the extra yards. They need you out there. And I think that's completely true. This team needs Jaden Daniels out there. This is a different team with him out there than it is when he's not out there. You saw that repeatedly yesterday. He was able to lift them out of situations Marcus Mariota wasn't going to lift them out of. And that's nothing against Marcus Mariota, who did a perfectly fine job and had a nice win against the Raiders. Jaden goes places other quarterbacks don't go. That's the guy who I said is going to knock on the door being a top four NFL quarterback at the end of this season. He keeps playing like that, and he absolutely will. He keeps playing like that, and we're going to be saying, who do we need to push off the Mount Rushmore to make room for this guy right now? Because they're going to be in every game they play when he plays like that, when he succeeds like that. And I think it's just a load of fun watching this football team when he plays at his best. You heard, we'll dive into all of it. I don't think the defense improved. I know they allowed 10 points. I don't think they improved as much as people think they did. But man, you got number five, you make a lot of stuff not matter. And that's what happened yesterday in Los Angeles. Nice home crowd win for him. We'll talk about the decision to keep him on the shelf, whether that was validated, what that means. He was playing with the brace. He didn't want to talk about his knee after the game. He's never wanted to talk about his health. But we can talk about his health. We can have a fun time. We'll be with you until noon. A1's down in Charlotte at ACC Basketball Media Day. This party's off and running. Couple of Commander segments. We'll get to college football. We'll get to UVA when we come back. Best of the game. We'll give out some game balls. We'll talk about Jaden's knee. We'll celebrate another great performance by number five. Man, we do that. We did that so often last year. Great to be back in form right here in your home of the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now 105. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Victory Monday on the fan. Baseball update will come eventually. Baseball update's never going to come. Who am I saying? No, we will get to it before the show's over. I thought I might be asked to explain myself, so I'll explain myself here. The narrative I'm seeing is the defense stunk in the first quarter, and then they turned it around, and they played really well, and they held the Chargers to just 10 points, and they fixed their problems. And that's not the team I saw. That's not what I saw in the second half. This is the same defense I've seen in each of the first 5 weeks. And that's a 3-2 defense, right? So let's not say, oh, MP's trashing the defense. I'm not trashing the defense. This is a really good defensive line. They can get to the quarterback. They can harass the quarterback. They can make life miserable for the quarterback. And faced with a great opportunity yesterday against the beat-up Chargers line, they got after Justin Herbert. They were excellent. But I'm going to let you know a secret. They've been excellent. Maybe they weren't in the Packers game, but man, that was such an outlier. They've been that good every week. If you've been watching 5 weeks in, you know the truth. This D-line's good. This D-line is the real deal, and they're legit, okay? So, the D-line's good. When they put pressure on quarterbacks, this defense is unstoppable because quarterbacks have to make an early decision. That's when bad things happen. That's when turnovers happen. Finally got two takeaways yesterday. Monster day on takeaways. That's gonna go a long way towards evening out some of the stats. And by the way, cast your chips in at exactly the right time. Yeah, maybe not intentionally, but with Jaden Daniels back in L.A., cast your chips in at exactly the right time. And yet, this secondary still stinks, okay? It's Victory Monday. I'm happy, y'all. Jaden's back. Jaden's awesome. I'm happy. This secondary stinks. They kept allowing plays. Anytime Justin Herbert had time, he found somebody. Anytime Justin Herbert needed somebody, he got somebody open in that zone against the man. Whatever they threw at them, it didn't matter. Bobby Wagner, you saw him frustrated midway through the game, and Dan Quinn said, look, he was frustrated because we were spending a lot of time lining people up, and he just wanted to get in the grass and go. That's great. These guys can't get in the grass and go. They're not good enough to do that. You earn the ability to do that. It's great jazz musicians, right? It's not, I'm not going to study the principles of jazz. I'm just going to freelance. No, you learn the principles so you can freelance properly, so you can riff. These guys don't know the fundamentals. Bobby Wagner does, obviously. I'm talking about the rest of the secondary. They're not good enough right now. Anytime a quarterback has time against them, he's going to torch them until they get that together. Five games in, they're not good. Everybody sees they're not good. All right. It's Victory Monday, though. Hi, it's Victory Monday on the fan. It's Victory Monday, and the D-line is good. The special teams are very good. And Jaden Daniels is a human cheat code, and he's back. He's so back. And that's the story coming out of this game. Defense is what it has been. They are who we thought they were. But Jaden Daniels, if you had even that little twinge of nervousness, I'll confess to it, I did, at coming out of the Packers game, let's go straight there. Is this RG3? Is this another comet streaking through the sky that's going to burn out and we're never going to hear from him again? No. He's good. And I never thought that. But you'll admit the doubt nags in the back of your mind. Is this sustainable? Yes, it is. What we saw yesterday is sustainable. He was excellent. He got down at the right times. He avoided hits. His throws, once he settled in, were spectacular. The Luke McCaffrey throw right before halftime, you're not going to get better than that. Reminiscent of the Terry McLaurin throw in Cincy last year. We're not devoting a whole show to it because the stakes were a little bit lower, but it was a big moment in this game. I know everybody wants to frame this as the Chargers were kicking their butts, and then Quan Martin forced a fumble, and then they started playing well. I get why everybody wants to frame it that way, and I understand why DQ's leaning into that framing for sure. I'm just here to tell you, that's not it. The play that turned this game around was the roughing the punter. Nobody wants the turning point of the game to be a roughing the punter penalty. I'm not here to tell you the fairy tale, ooh, they were bad and now they're good, and they turned it around, and it was a momentum-generating play. No, the turning point play of this game was a roughing the punter penalty, and if you don't like that, get over it, because it was. It was about to be 17-10. The Chargers were about to reclaim their momentum, and there's, in this data-driven world of next-gen stats and AI and everything else, there's still a lot of immeasurable momentum in football. And last year, this team believed that good things would happen to it at all times. They believed that they were going to go out there and the ball was going to bounce their way and the other team was going to fold and good things were going to happen. And they coached like it, too. They coached really aggressively because they believed that when they were aggressive, good things were going to happen. That had been missing this year. That comes back on the roughing the punter, right? Opportunistic play call coming out of it. Dan Quinn aggressive with the timeouts around it. And the good things happen every time. Because that could have backfired on him, right? He used the timeouts. Jaden throws into the dirt three times. Chargers get the ball. Chargers score a touchdown, the punt return, whatever it is. That could have backfired on him in a big time. It didn't. Good things happened for them. And that's when you say, is it luck or is it skill? It is too much to untangle that in football. You can't untangle that. What I know is, yes, a lot of lucky things happened in that sequence. And also Jaden Daniels is skill. Yeah, it's both. It's both and Jaden Daniels was really, really good. And you look around the league, Chargers self-destructing. That's a good football team. That's self-destructing. Ravens self-destructing. They threw in the towel yesterday. The Arizona Cardinals. Guy drops the ball before he crosses the goal line. And they lose. And they blow it to the Tennessee Titans. These are the things happening in the National Football League. And these guys are back to believing. These guys are back to knowing, all right, we're going to go out there. We're going to work hard. Good things are going to happen to us, right? That's why I loved this win for the Washington Commanders. The secondary still stinks. Don't worry about it today. We're going to have to worry about it a lot this year. Don't worry about it today. For today, enjoy the fact that this is a team that has no business being in the playoffs. But if Jaden Daniels plays the next 13 games, they're going to be in the playoffs. Because they have Jaden Daniels and because they have this belief that good things are going to happen when number five's around. And they do. And this isn't unique, but it's special. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, those guys feel it when they step on the field. I give the Denver example all the time. The year Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl in Denver, he wasn't very good. It was the end of his career. That defense dragged him across the finish line. I haven't talked to Von Miller about this, who's around. That defense dragged him across the finish line. I talked to somebody who was on that defense a few years later. And I, you know, we were just chatting. And I say, hey, weren't you frustrated that Peyton got all the credit and you guys were doing all the work while you were winning the Super Bowl? Like, not like publicly, because I know you'd never do that. But weren't you like, hey, somebody noticed this? And he said, no. I just really, truly, honestly, if Peyton Manning wasn't on that team, we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. And no, he wasn't good that year. But he said he prepared us all week to know that on Sundays we were going to go out there and win. And when he was out there, we'd look over there and we'd see him and we know, oh, we're going to win today. And JD5's going to give those vibes too in time because he does. He's a cool customer. He delivers the ball. He takes the hits when he needs to. He's getting smart about avoiding him. He runs when he needs to. He's a human cheat code. That's why this is a fun win, a very fun win to bring the Commanders to 3-2. It's a league of parity. Bills lose, Eagles lose. We have no undefeated teams left. It's small margins every week, and now going up against a Bears team you beat on a Hail Mary last year, so you know all about those small margins. Juju Watkins was there. Did you see that? I think she's Jaden's girlfriend. I'm not a speculative guy. I don't go into that stuff. But I'm happy for him. I think that's really cool because I think she's a great basketball player and a super hard worker. And I think Jaden's a great football player and a super hard worker. So good for her. She's down in one of those field level suites. I say I approve. MP seal of approval. We got one more segment left. AWOD's with us. He's going to take us up to AWOD Radio in Charlotte, ACC Basketball Media Day. I know he's got plenty to say about the Commanders as well. We're back after this. You're listening to 9 to the Fan at 105.1. Well, what do we have ourselves here? Victory Monday on the Fan? Absolutely. Baseball update's going to have to wait until hour number two. That's how it works on Victory Monday. We'll go inside the locker room here in about 10 minutes. You'll hear from the Commanders players after yesterday's game in Los Angeles. You heard it right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Fantastic game out in L.A. 27-10 winners. 99-yard drive to seal the deal. I've seen a lot of cool things since Jane Daniels started playing football for this team. That drive was absolutely one of them. 99 yards and a cloud of dust, man. That's it making John Gruden cry right there somewhere. He got a little tear in his eye just thinking about how great of a football drive that was. It was fantastic. That is everything you need right there. You get the interception, and, man, they capitalize on the turnovers yesterday. That was one of the things they didn't do against the Raiders, bringing that back in. To capitalize against the turnovers was so important, so big, and to score touchdowns off of them is exactly what this team needed to do. You get the Bill touchdown off of the first one with a fumble forced by Quan Martin, and then Marshawn Lattimore jumps on it. Nice moment for Marshawn Lattimore. You heard my take on the defense either. We're not going to harp on that. We'll get back to that at some point. Second half, Mikey Sanders still interception with 7 minutes 40 seconds to go in the game. And they don't give it back until a minute left. They drive 99 yards down the field. Penalty aided, as a lot of them were. You can only play teams on the schedule. And the Chargers decided yesterday to self-implode at some times that were not great. On that drive, you had the leg whip on 2nd and 16. Before that, they turned 2nd and 1 into 2nd and 6 into 2nd and 16, which is also not great. But then you get the leg whip penalty, come back, it's 3rd and 6. Get a late flag against Debo for the pass interference. A justified penalty by any stretch, but that flag flew in late. There's always that like half beat there, like, are they going to do it? I think they're going to do it. Are they going to do it? Whoo, they did it. They threw the flag. That's what we needed here. It was a penalty the whole way in. And then they're rolling a healthy dose of Bill. Bill, the running back, who was fantastic yesterday. I think he'll be Rookie of the Week this week in the NFL. So, so good right there when it counted. He had the fumble, and nobody wants a fumble out of a running back, but first one of the year, we'll excuse it because he was really good at the other times. And then you cap it off. Here's one of the things I want to talk about today. Dan Quinn, I know I'm 20 minutes into the show. I'm still telling you things I want to talk about today. That's how it is on a Victory Monday. That's how I'm still telling you I want to talk about college football. And I still want to talk about college football. I want to talk about UVA, but I want to talk about Penn State. You don't want to talk about Penn State. It's going to be fun. But Dan Quinn got back to being aggressive yesterday. I don't know if it was because of Jaden. I don't know if it was because of him kind of doing the soul searching, right? The trip out to LA, the rediscovering the mojo, whatever it was, whatever it might be. Dan Quinn was aggressive. He called the timeouts in front of halftime, ended up paying off. It almost didn't pay off because they had to punt there. Bad sack taken by Jaden to back him up, Tressway up against the goal line. But then they're aggressive. They get the roughing the punter penalty. Thank you, Tress, for taking one for the team. Almost took a big hit for the team. And they got hurdled on the return. That was, if he had allowed the touchdown on that, that certainly would have been a posterized moment. As it was, no harm, no foul. Don't worry about it, Tress. Go back to preparing pregame pep talks for the guys. Dan Quinn was so aggressive yesterday. I loved it. He called the timeouts going into halftime, but then this is a little thing because the game, statistically speaking, is over, but it's 4th and goal at the 7, and he lets them go for it to finish it off. Debo catches the touchdown, finishes it off. That's a statement play, and the statement was, y'all just went 92 yards. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish this, and he did. He let them finish it off, which, it's not nothing. That's why they love playing for Dan Quinn. He'd gotten away from that the last couple of games. Dan Quinn had gotten conservative. He'd started sitting on it, and some of that was the offense wasn't playing well. There wasn't, you know, wasn't the reason to be justified in that faith. And yesterday they had Jaden, and Jaden was clicking. It makes it easier to be aggressive in those situations. But I think he did some soul searching this week, said, hey, I got to reinfuse this team with that confidence, that swagger we had last year. They got punched in the mouth right out of the gate. You heard the halftime report on Fox. He was lighting into them good. It was football coaches yell, newsflash, football coaches yell. I think that's a lot more than he normally gives them during the halftime for Mike. Now, I think he's normally a fiery guy, but it sounded like this was a big one because he expected more. You know, this whole trip was baked around, we're finally going to get a fast start. We're going to do all the things we need to do to get a fast start. And they didn't get a fast start. They went down 10-0. And so I get why he was frustrated. He had baked the entire week's schedule around not letting that happen. And then it happened. But I think also he understands he's got to create his own momentum sometimes. And he did create his own momentum. And it was fantastic to see him get back to his old ways, him get back to being aggressive, and then letting him finish it off. Fourth and goal from the 7. If they don't get it, they're still going to win the game. There's 2 minutes left. Chargers don't have any timeouts. Onside kicks are basically impossible now. They're still going to win the game. If they kick a field goal, they're still going to win the game. And, you know, Matt Gay may give him some confidence. He doesn't need confidence right now. He's doing fine. To let them finish a 99-yard touchdown drive, it's a statement for the offense. Hey, y'all are doing great. Go finish this off. That's the Dan Quinn I like. That's the Dan Quinn I want to keep seeing out there. The one is it's fourth and how many? Doesn't matter how many. Get out there. Go throw it to Debo. He's been a star today and in the last, you know, last few games. Go give it to him. And Jaden, cap off a great day. You're back. You're in front of a hometown crowd. Go win this thing. And that was that, you know, he told him before the half, go double up, right? You score, kick off, and then you get the ball a few seconds later coming out of halftime. Fantastic. That's exactly the coach these guys need. That's the Dan Quinn that led them to the NFC title game last year. And sometimes the decisions don't work. And there was a chance that halftime decision wasn't going to work either. It was almost 17-10 for a second before the roughing the punter penalty. And let's call this what it is. The roughing the punter penalty didn't have anything to do with the return and how successful it was. It was lucky. It was a bailout. It was a justified call. Certainly nobody's saying otherwise there. Nobody's suggesting otherwise. But it's the aggressiveness of Dan Quinn. It works. It doesn't work. It didn't necessarily work there. I know they scored. But as I mentioned, could have had a punt return for a touchdown. He still goes back to it at the end of the game. And they haven't had a lot of fourth and ones, fourth and twos this year. But he's going to trust them to get those when it's time to get those. That's the guy I want to see. Dan Quinn in the first 4 weeks, I'm not sure believed in this team. And by the way, I think he was probably right. I don't know if the team has changed, but the mentality changed yesterday. And it was a big moment for the Washington Commanders. And you take into this week now, 3-2 record, the long week, you get ready, Monday nighter against the Bears. A little rematch of the Hail Mary game from last year. You're going to have a Monday night crowd. The place is going to be lit. They're going to be able to do the pyrotechnics and the lighting, all the things they've wanted to do for a while now. They're going to be able to do them. It's an exciting week for Commanders fans. It's an exciting week for all of us. And we're going to go inside the locker room. It's about time to do that. We'll get to football, all other kinds of football. We'll get to high school football. We'll get to college football. We'll do the baseball update. The Hokies come back down to earth, to be expected, as you know, this team's but so talented. But I'll tell you what I want to talk about. It's not just Penn State. It's Bill Belichick. I said he'd win on the air. I was wrong, by the way. He's got crap players, and he's not getting that NFL call. that he's waiting for either. We've got more Victory Monday to 10-2. We're going inside the locker room. Reminder at noon, we'll take you down to Charlotte. AWOTS Live from ACC Basketball Media Days. You're listening to the home of the Commanders and the home of Victory Monday. This is 910 The Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Victory Monday. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. We'll get to college football, we'll get to the baseball update, but it's Commanders beating the Chargers. It's vintage Jaden Daniels. That's the guy. That's the guy right there, number five. Didn't look the part in the first quarter, shook it off, settled in. For the last three quarters, he was nothing short of spectacular. That's the guy. He's one of the five best quarterbacks in football. He gives you a chance every time you play a football game. That's the guy that you need right there. And with that in mind, we go inside the locker room after these games, courtesy today of our friends, the Commanders Radio Network. We are, of course, part of that. You hear these games right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's start with the quarterback who never has a lot to say, but certainly interested in hearing that nothing after a game like this.
You come out of this after a little bit of funk last week. You go into next week thinking what?
Just build on it. I mean, it's nothing really more. Just got to hone in on the little things week in and week out, because every week's a new week, so we can use the momentum, but at the end of the day, we still got to focus on the little things.
You had to wait 3 weeks to play?
Yeah.
To finally get back out there? Really?
Feel great. Happy we got the win.
How did you feel when you started sliding?
Me, y'all tell me how the knee looked.
Jaden, up in New York, back to that, like, from an energy standpoint, a momentum standpoint, how big was that for you guys?
I mean, huge. We got points to tie it up to go into halftime. That was huge. Huge play by Luke.
And this is 3 weeks in a row that Luke has made a really big play for you guys. How rewarding is for you? I know you put in a lot of work with him to see him kind of having those moments.
Yeah, man, the work that he puts in day in and day out, he deserves all the plays that he made because he put in the work.
That's Jaden Daniels. He's the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. He is not interested in talking about his knee. How'd y'all think the knee looked? Yeah. It's hard to tell. He had the running. He had the moves. The extra week served him well. He's in the brace. Changed the cleats early in the game. He was wearing the pink breast cancer cleats. Changed out of them after he slipped up. Went back to the old cleats. Worked out for him. Didn't see him slipping up the rest of the way. Some nice slides. Protected himself well. He's smart. He's learning. His friend Tom Brady told him that. Tom Brady taking credit for that on the broadcast. I told him he's got to know. Protect himself, make yourself available for the team. Whoever it takes to get through to him, I don't care. I don't care who needs to get that message through to him is the right message. So, Jaden, good work getting down. Good work protecting yourself. Live to see another day. You know when you got to go for that yard. And when you go for that yard, when it's time to go for that yard, you'll go for that yard. That time is not on first and second down. A little bit like Chandler Morris, right? You saw him going for the touchdown in overtime. Because it's overtime. You go for the win. He got knocked out. Doesn't matter. His team got the win. That was a moment where it was okay to do that. There are moments where it's not okay to do that. And we're seeing that as well. And then on the other side, too, where you saw, that's been a thing this year for the Chargers. Justin Herbert is not traditionally a running quarterback like that. But he's really been taken off this year. Let's get to the defense. Well, no, let's do Bill. Let's stick with the offense. Bill, the running back. He's an American folk hero. He's so, so good. He is the real deal. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Got a lot of work to do for sure, but I mean, I think I show I can just make plays when my name is called and just be the best team player I can be. It meant a lot. He's definitely one of the leaders on his team, and it was just great to have his presence out there on the field today.
What does he have? Well, he's out there. Obviously, Mark's winning their defensive job, but what does Jaden do out there that gives you guys that
answer? He's a leader. He knows how to control things. He knows how to run the offense, and I mean, he's just a great player all around for us. That I can make plays with my name is called. Obviously, I got a lot of work to do. Got a lot of work to do, but I mean, I feel like it's just the beginning. I still feel like I got a lot more I want to show.
Well, that's the right attitude to have. That's Bill, the running back, and he was great yesterday, right? And 59 yards before contact. A lot of times we brag about the after contact numbers, and O'Marrion Hampton certainly had plenty of those for the Chargers yesterday. The before contact numbers, very good for Bill. He had holes. He had openings. They shifted up the offensive line a couple weeks ago. It's paying dividends, and Sam Cosmi's coming back. We're seeing a little bit more of a return to form on that offensive line. Now, I'll say this. O-line was great yesterday on a day where Jaden was back. I just think five makes everybody better. I think five lifts the whole operation. Give that man his credit. O-line's good. Give number five credit. He is absolutely a part of that. Logan Paulson, part of the broadcast network. He was on the field, chatted with a couple defensive players. Here is Javon Kinlaw.
Javon, heck of a game for the defense today. What a bounce back from last week. Can you talk us through that process?
Well, it was much needed, man. We went in last week in practice, and we focused on what we needed to clean up. And it showed, man, in a big way, and I'm proud of the defense, man. You know, we're going to continue to try to build on that and not regress in any way.
Yeah, the other thing that showed up today in a big way was the pass rush. Can you talk about that approach and why that was so effective today?
Yeah, we knew we had some key matchups going on, man. So we tried to take advantage of it, you know, exploit that in any way we could. And it showed up for sure.
Absolutely, brother. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, and so Javon Kinlaw, he gets to do the victory lap. D-line was good. Here's what I wrote in my notes, in my serial killer handwriting, as everybody likes to say. When a quarterback, these guys, the Commanders defense, when a quarterback has time, he's good. When a quarterback doesn't have time, he's bad. And these guys have denied that time on a lot of occasions this season. And it's been impressive to watch. And it's covered over a lot of the flaws in the secondary. Jeremy Reeves, All-Pro Revo. One of the safeties on this team rolling into more usage each week. He's got heart. He's got hustle. He chatted with Logan as well.
Fun to watch you play. How's it been getting that starting opportunity, especially in a win today?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. I never take the opportunity for granted. It's a lot of things I need to work on, right? Not understanding when to take my shot, when to come to balance a little bit. But, you know, that's growing pains of it, right? Understanding, like, it's not special teams all the time, right? So, I'm extremely fortunate. The cool thing about it, I got 10 more guys with me that's running to the ball. And slowly but surely, we're getting this thing right.
And the ball was alive today. Can you talk about how important that is for the defense's success?
The ball is everything. We talk about ball is life, right? So making that a priority, creating turnovers, giving the ball back to our offense, right? That's how you create success, longevity. And so, man, I'm proud of the guys. A lot of stuff we got to clean up. A lot of stuff we got to work on. But just the fight, man, every blade of grass, we did that. And that's what happened.
So fun to watch today. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, brother.
As Jeremy Reeves, we're inside the locker room on the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM after 27-10 win over the Chargers yesterday. Fantastic win for everybody involved. For Revo, just another step towards him. What a remarkable story as he continues to be just one of the great NFL stories in terms of going from being cut several times to being an impact player on these teams, and he has been an impact player on these teams. And he mentions the turnovers, two of them, both big. Hey, punching at the ball, good things will happen. They got one early. That was recovered by Marshawn Lattimore. And then, you know, the Mikey Sanders still interception. You can't say enough about that. Third and goal at the minimum there. They're getting 3 points. They're cutting this to a one-score game with 7 minutes left. It's butt-clenching time. It wasn't, though. The interception takes it the other way. Phenomenal, phenomenal play. And then Jaden Daniels works some 99 yards to seal the game. One of the most impressive drives we've seen in a while. Dan Quinn chatted as well. We'll get to the Commanders coach when we get back. We'll wrap up hour number one. We'll shift into other topics at some point. But it's Victory Monday, and we are allowed to be excited about that. We're excited to be sharing it with you. On the home of the Commanders, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1. One more note on the Commanders before we get to college football, which I said we would do, and we will do around here. We'll go around the NFL as well. One more note on the Commanders. So, big win over the Chargers, 3-2 now, 27-10 win. Jane shows he's still got it, which was in doubt after the Green Bay game where he looked so bad, and Even at the start of this one, they bottled him up in the run, but then he starts throwing well, he starts running well. That's the guy, that's the human cheat code. We're all excited about that. Maybe nobody more excited about that than the NFL schedule makers, because they put a lot of chips in the middle of the table for the Commanders this year. The Commanders don't play a game that's not nationally televised until December 7th. That's 2 months and 1 day from today. And they're all legit, too. So I'll read it off. They got the Bears Monday Night Football next week, obviously. And it's a twofer on Monday Night Football. Still counts. They're still on Monday Night Football. And it's the 8:15 game. That's the real one there as well. So Commanders on Monday Night Football next week. Come back in their Fox game of the week again. Commanders Cowboys coming back, of course, in Dallas. That's a classic rivalry. You knew that one would be a 425. It's going to be a national audience. Tom Brady will be back. Tom Brady, to sidetrack ourselves for a second, they've done a nice job of playing to Tom Brady's strengths and limiting his weaknesses. They're not asking him to go off the cuff nearly as much. It's a lot of like, get ready to say something about Bill. And then they throw it in like, what do you think about Bill? It gives a little like, you know, he packages it up for 30 seconds and he's good. They play to his strengths. He's average as a broadcaster. His points are good and he's Tom Brady, but we're not getting the in the moment that the Aikmans, the Collinsworths, the Romos, that the Olsons in particular can give you, where they read the field, read the situation, read the moment, and take you there to make you smarter. We're getting kind of pre-packaged Tom, right? Like a little bit of stale Tom, like you didn't chew it, the gum, you know, it's got a little flavor. They give you a little burst, a little hit, and then it's just kind of you're still chewing the gum and it's stale. That's Tom Brady right now. And I think he can get better. I just think there's so much pressure on him every single week. Fox is doing a nice job minimizing his weaknesses. Anyway, we'll get him again in 2 weeks. So next week, Monday night, Bears Commanders, then Commanders Cowboys Fox National game. Then we're back on Monday Night Football, Commanders Chiefs. Then Sunday night in Landover, Seahawks Commanders, Sunday Night Football. Then back to Fox Game of the Week, Lions Commanders. That will be a good one right there. That one's not going there. Maybe that goes to primetime, right? Because that's such a good game. I haven't looked up what the primetime is that night. Then you're in Madrid, Commanders Dolphins. You're coming back to a Broncos Commanders Sunday nighter. And then finally, that Commanders at Vikings game where, sure, that could move. We'll see what the Vikings have. If it's Carson Wentz, that's not going to be it, because that's the one that will definitely go back the other way. All right, week 10 of the NFL season, Detroit at Washington. The Sunday night game that week is Steelers-Chargers. That one's going to stay. That one is going to stay on Sunday night, obviously. But Lions Commanders, that's going national. Everybody in America is going to get that. That's their next month of 2 months of games, all of them in front of a national audience. This is a team that people thought would be good. And I don't know if the team's good, but I know the number five's good. I know he was really good yesterday, 27-10 win. I said we'd get to college football. UVA, when we're talking about schedules, I don't need to read the list to you because you know. UVA's got an easy schedule. They're going to beat up on Bill Belichick because Bill Belichick doesn't have good football players. It's incredible. The Belichick star has fallen so hard, it's incredible. I mean, the last years in New England were probably a little hard for him, honestly, because he's so used to success and he just didn't have the team he wanted. To go to North Carolina and have a team even worse than that relative to everybody else, to get spanked by Dabo, national TV, is rough to be Bill Belichick right now. Because no NFL team's going to touch him with a 20-foot pole now. Like, would you even hire? I think you would still hire him as your defensive coordinator, I think. But you're even still, like if Bill decided he was willing to be a coordinator in the NFL, I think it's an extensive application process. I don't think he's a shoo-in. Last year at this time, he would have been a shoo-in. If he had decided, instead of going back to coaching college, instead of holding out for a head job, if he had said, I want to be a coordinator somewhere, I want to reprove myself, he would have gotten a lot of offers, including potentially, you know, a lot of big-name offers, a lot of good team offers. Instead, he says he wants to be the head guy, doesn't get any bites, goes to North Carolina. This train has run off the tracks. Now, I think he'll stay. I think he believes he can fix it. But, man, he's getting brutal out there at UNC. UVA is going to beat them. UVA has beaten its two toughest ACC opponents. And through an incredible stroke of luck, genius planning, whatever you want to call it, UVA lost to NC State, but it wasn't a conference game. They're undefeated in ACC play. That was a non-conference game. They lost to NC State. Don't think too hard about that. They weren't scheduled to play each other this year. They both needed a non-conference game. They lined it up. Only ACC games count for the ACC title game. They're in a really good spot. They could lose one and still make it, potentially even without needing tiebreakers. I'm looking at this schedule. Yeah, I'm sure they might lose one along the way. I don't think they lose two. If they lose one, then we're going to have some fun going into the Tech game just because of how much that game means to Virginia Tech. And I think everybody there understands, even in a losing season, to protect that streak. We could have a situation where Thanksgiving weekend in Charlottesville, they're playing to make the ACC title game. And that would be absolutely fascinating to me. If that's what happened, if they need to beat Virginia Tech to make the ACC title game, whoo boy. Oh, we're going to have some fun down there in Charlottesville. Who's talking tonight at 6 o'clock? That's the UVA show. They break down everything UVA football, so I don't have to. I'll tell you this, though. Chandler Morris gets rocked. Looked like he was fine. Coach Tony Elliott said he was fine. Knew when to put it on the line for the win. And defense takeaways, huge for the Wahoos. You can call that whatever you want to call that. But that is an opportunistic defense. Because I called the Commanders turnovers. I've called it fluky, both ways. I've said that when they don't get it to explain why they need to not press. And I've said that when they do get it yesterday to explain, hey, don't go flying high because you got it twice. But there's things you do to put yourself in those opportunities. UVA did them. They played great, played their way into overtime, played their way to the win, and man, they're on a fast track to the ACC title game. I'm telling you, UVA into the ACC title game is becoming more and more of a thing by the day. A wild weekend in college football, obviously headlined by Bill Belichick getting smacked around, UCLA beating Penn State, a generational loss, they're calling it. You never want to be a generational loss. It's never a good look. Teams that were 0-4 or worse and beat a top 10 opponent since 1955, it's happened three times. Tulane Navy, UTEP BYU, and UCLA Penn State. For James Franklin, and I think some of the James Franklin narrative has been unfair. I do. I think some of it has been unfair to him. He hasn't been able to win the big game. He's had enormous success at Penn State. They're not going to do better than him. But man, that's the kind of thing that's going to make the natives restless right there. JMU survives, beats Georgia Southern 14-7. Nothing to write home about there. They survive, they advance, and that's the best you can hope for is when you have a day like that, when you're way off your game, it doesn't hurt you in the standings. It doesn't hurt you in the big picture, and for JMU, it did not hurt them in the big picture. Virginia Tech falls, a lot of mistakes. I'm not going to spend a lot of time beating up the Hokies because I want to spend a lot of time beating up Penn State and beating up UNC, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time beating up the Hokies. They are what they are. We see that. 30-23, Wake Forest gets them. They were in the game. They had a good crowd. The fans didn't have a reason to leave early. They stayed to the finish. It was an exciting finish. Kyron Drones, I like the kid. I've enjoyed my interactions with him. He's not good enough to compete at this level. And that's just the reality of it. They got $40 million coming into the program. They need to find a GM. They need to find a coach. They need to find a team that can compete in the ACC since they don't have one right now. But it's easier than ever to get one. Arch Manning loses again. Florida gets him 29-21. Arch is coming back next year, guys. Feel a little bit confident saying that. Spiked the ball with no time left. And that's the image that's going to be stuck in everybody's head. Nothing's hopeless. Nothing's hopeless, and certainly not for a Manning. He's still got the hype. He's still got the name. But this is not the season everybody thought it would be, where he waltzed his way into the number one draft pick. He's got some work to do. He can get it done. He's got a good support network. I like his chances. Alabama gets Vandy. You knew Alabama could get Vandy if properly motivated. Vandy's best chance to get Alabama will always be catching them off guard, not properly motivated. But when there's all that hype around the game, when game day's there, very, very different situation. That was pretty much inevitable right there for those guys. Miami gets Florida State. I'm telling you, Miami's super good. They're potentially win the national title good. Now, here's what would be interesting to me is a scenario where it's Miami UVA in the ACC title game, and Miami's taking the week off instead of playing them, right, to get ready for the playoffs. Now, by winning, they would get the bye, and I think they could push UVA around, so I think they will. But there's also that scenario. Hey, what if we just get a home playoff game instead, right? Because if you lose that game, you get the home playoff game, you get all the money. Teams are seeing how much money that is. I'm in conspiracy corner now. I'm all the way. Dion lost again, this time to TCU. I said we get to high school football. A minute for high school football. Thomasdale, 16-8 over Meadowbrook. Headline result there. Man, Highland Springs, though, destroying Phoebus 28-0. That's your high school result of the weekend for sure. As we'll flip ahead as the week goes on, we'll get you ready for the college football scene this weekend. Bill Belichick lost, and lost bad. And this is going so poorly at UNC after they run out a guy in Mac Brown who did a lot for that program. I'm not saying Mac was the right guy at the right moment, but I'm saying this is getting embarrassing. Let's get back to victory Monday, though, with the Commanders. After this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL Excel helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, iXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. iXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at iXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with iXL. iXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One to go. We're going to finish strong. I promised you all show long we're going to have a baseball update because the Yankees lost twice. And look, if I don't do it right now, if I say literally anything else, I will get sidetracked thinking about Jaden Daniels. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Sidetracked thinking about the defense. Not going to do it. We're going to do a baseball update right now. Fire it up.
Over the shoulder. End zone. Touchdown. 15.5. Touchdown.
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch. Pops it up. Right side of the infield. Back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Yankees lose. The Yankees lose. Come on now. You thought I wouldn't do a segment about that. What a weekend for the Toronto Blue Jays. Making a mockery of this format, which is ridiculous. Two teams have finished below them in the regular season, getting the same chance as them in a random best of five series. Just put an end to that. Yankees go up to Toronto, get smoked twice. That will make me happy. I don't even care who wins from here. A Toronto win would be fun. A little Joe Carter memories, right? I wouldn't mind Toronto winning. I don't like anything about that stadium, a little indoor. Yeah, Tampa, well, the Tampa Stadium, the roof blew off, but the Tampa Stadium and the Sky Dome, those are two of the worst stadiums in baseball. That's all right. I love the passion up there. Expos never should have moved out, even though we have the Nats. I'm glad we have the Nats. We could have had both. Montreal deserves a baseball team. Throw Canada a bone. They've been through a lot. The Toronto Blue Jays smoked the New York Yankees. We're happy about it. That's this show's official statement on the matter. Tonight, Dodgers-Phillies at 6 o'clock. I love getting great baseball at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Monday Night Football, for doing your part to make that happen. I know why we're doing that. It's got nothing to do with caring about me, the fan. But I'm going to watch some great baseball at 6 o'clock tonight. Dodgers-Phillies. Dodgers up 1-0 in Philly. Have the momentum. That's a great baseball team, obviously. Last night, Seattle, the Mariners, knot things up 1-1 in a thrilling game. What's been a thrilling series up there. The Mariners score in the bottom of the eighth. That makes the difference. 3-2 win. So that series tied up at 1. They'll pick it back up tomorrow. Blue Jays over the Yanks. They're up 2-0. They'll go close it out in the Bronx. But the other game tonight, Cubs-Brewers. Brewers up 1-0 again. We root for the team that won in the regular season when we get to these postseason matchups. It's the fair thing to do. It's baseball. They played 162 of them. We don't need gimmicks to figure out who's a better team. We figure out who's a better team over the course of the season. Then we get that across the finish line. That's your baseball update. Lots of baseball this week, I'm sure. We got a really fun week for you. Commanders Rewind. Tomorrow, we'll go over the film, we'll go over the tape. Will I soften my stance on the defense? I don't know. I've been known to do that after watching the film. Will I still be effusive in my praise of Jaden Daniels? Yeah, I think I will be. He switched out the cleats early. That was an interesting moment for Jaden Daniels. He slips, goes to the different cleats, and it didn't seem to the rest of the way. Sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's the equipment, sometimes it's a little bit of a mix of both. But certainly, Jaden making the right call there. Switch it out. Don't tough it out. Switch it out. Go with what you're comfortable with. It's a little bit like Aaron Rodgers got some headlines when you see, they don't allow him to use his helmet anymore because it doesn't pass safety testing. All right, well, that's, you got to suck it up. You got to get used to that. But I'm sympathetic to, I've worn the same helmet for 13 years, now I can't wear it. I feel lost out there. And he feels lost out there. And I get that. We don't mess around with helmets, though. So he's got to tough it out. Jaden Daniels, he's got his cleats. He's good. He'll figure it out. Doors back open in the AFC with the Buffalo loss to New England. I still think they run away with the bye, but it opens the door to Pittsburgh, who's 3-1 and now playing in an increasingly bad division. The AFC North is increasingly fading hard. You know who the second best team in the AFC North is by record? It's Cincinnati. Baltimore's 1-4 and Cleveland's 1-4. And Cincinnati is 2-3 and arguably the worst of the four. How about that? Doors open for Aaron Rodgers. Does he want to win the bye? Maybe a little bit. It doesn't feel impossible at this point. Maybe in Indianapolis. I don't know. Indy's 4-1. They're good. They're going to make the playoffs. I'm not buying that they're a win the bye team. I would have told you the Chargers before yesterday. I would have. And yet, here we are. Chargers are 3-2 after the loss to the Commanders. They're very much in the pack with everybody else. We got a lot of sorting out to do. We got some time to do that sorting out, but we got a lot of sorting out to get to as this NFL season continues. AWOD Radio next. He is up. He is down in Charlotte. He's at ACC Basketball Media Day getting some great interviews. Those are always great shows. Cowan Gates is presenting those ACC basketball shows, and those are always a ton of fun. We'll get his thoughts. We'll get caught up. Increasingly, I do feel like an old man when I look at these basketball rosters, when I look at who's going to these events and representing the teams. I say, well, he doesn't play for them. What was it the other day? I told anyone. I say, UVA. I said, who? I know that guy. He said, yeah, he was on BYU, torched VCU in the tournament. Oh, yeah. Him. What's he doing? Ryan Odom signed him to UVA. Okay. It's hard to keep up. And even this VCU team, we're doing a little media day over the Siegel Center on Wednesday. We'll package that up, bring it to you slowly. But it's increasingly hard to know who's who, who's playing where, who's doing what. It's hard for me to keep track of. Awad's on top of it. He'll get us ready. He'll bring us the basketball information, the news, the interviews. It should be a lot of fun. And, of course, mix in some Victory Monday. I know he was pumped like I was pumped yesterday to see Jaden Daniels back. Set aside this season. Set aside the implications. And I love that all the games are going to be relevant here because we got, like I said, 2 months of primetime games coming up. Nothing but national audiences for this team. They're not all in primetime. We've got some 4:30s. We've got the Madrid game. These guys are going to play in front of a national audience every single week for the next 2 months. I'm glad those games are going to be relevant, and they will be as long as number 5's part of them. But even just big picture, I'm just glad he's good because we hadn't seen that yet this year. It was good to see that guy back for a night. And I know, oh, yeah. We're in good hands here. Whatever happens this year, and this secondary is not good enough to win the Super Bowl. So, but yeah, tell Kevin Sheehan we're over that one. Playoff appearance, absolutely. Win the division, sure. You could reel the Eagles in the last two as long as you stay within striking distance. Win the Super Bowl, no. This secondary is not good enough to do it. And yet, every time JD5 takes a field, it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be an adventure. That's what I love about football, about sports. You get a guy like that, and he's on your team. You think about the can't-miss players in the NFL. You got to watch them, and when they're at the peak of their powers, you never know what they're going to do in any given week. Last time we had that here was RG3, right? And that was more than 10 years ago. He's a guy you can't miss. When Jaden's playing, something special is going to happen. And something special happened yesterday. Thank you to Tress Way, who, by the way, got the penalty on the plant foot, but also kind of did a little hop, got up high enough that I'm sure that fall didn't feel good, but it is better than Tress Way torn ACL, which is absolutely where those hits can land. He was smart about it. Give that to Tress Way. He is a wily veteran, and he drew the biggest penalty of the game. Took 7 off the board for the Chargers, set up the Luke McCaffrey throw. Everybody was in business. These guys are in business. They're 3-2, winning record. And we've got some fun ones on tap next Monday night against the Bears will be the next time we see them. Next time you'll hear from me will be tomorrow morning. We'll do Commanders Rewind. We'll celebrate the win. Maybe a little bit more on UVA going to the ACC championship title game. But the ACC talk today is basketball. AWOD's down in Charlotte. If you missed the show, grab the podcast. We gotta go. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.